You are listening to Punk News Podcast episode 5. No, I got you again! This is episode 499.9999999999999. But listen, people, this is not going to be a regular episode. We have the planning for episode 500 underway, and let me tell you, people, 500 definitely will be next week, and it is going to be a massive, massive, massive episode. But here's the deal. Adam White's working hard to make it happen. This is me, features editor John Gentile. I'm working hard to make it happen. So instead of doing a regular episode this week, and even though we've never missed an episode for the past 500-plus episodes, and we're not going to miss one this week, we're going to do something slightly different this week. Because everybody's working on episode 500 next week, which is going to be amazing. I'm going to tell you just some of the guests in a second. But because we're working on episode 500 next week, this week I'm just going to play you some new and newest jams that I think are cool that you should check out. Punk stuff, actually almost strictly punk stuff. I know a lot of people say, John, you don't play the punk stuff. So listen, I'm playing punk stuff nonstop tonight. You are going to be hit with a ton of punk stuff. And then next week we're going to have 500 and it's going to be great. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to play some stuff that maybe you haven't heard, new and newish. And next week we're going to have episode 500 and check out who's going to be on episode 500. This is a not full list, a semi-list of who's going to be on 500 next week. Steve Ignorant of Crass. Jesse Michaels of Operation Ivy and Classics of Love. Blag of the Dwarves. Tsunami Bomb. Awesome band. So many awesome bands. Crazy in the Brains. Catbite. And members of Propaganda. We've got a killer episode. And that's just some of the people are going to be on. We've got some crazy surprises that you won't even see coming. Episode 500 is next week. It's going to be awesome. But until then, you know, let's just rock out, baby. Here's some fresh tracks. Let's kick it off with one of my favorite new-ish bands. This is Amel and the Sniffers.
You remember me?
Woo! All right, that what you just heard was Cro-Mags off the brand new album with Harley Flanagan, Don't Give In, off the new album In the Beginning. Before that was Career Suicide doing Cut and Run. Before that was Amel and the Sniffers. Let's keep this party going. Culture Shock, Dick Lucas of the Subhumans. They're still putting out new stuff. Let's kick this off with some Culture Shock. And then we're going to go to Clear Channel and some more kick-ass stuff. Let's go, baby.
It's all in the brain now, it's like part of the machine. Says everything is useless if it isn't what you need. The shopping list is endless, you better get to work. Went to bed with promises, woke up with a jerk. Oh, what a mess the world is in, I guess. The length of time we got before we go, like a forgotten dream. Away from the machine. Coke machine, a TV screen, a marketing, emoticons, rights and wrongs, who has got the biggest bombs? Price of food, the acid rain, dressing up for charity, nothing more than entertainment, nothing less than slavery. They used to say, it's always been this way, now it's changing twice a day, and there's always more to pay. The chains and rounds are next, are so beautifully set, we're so easily impressed, it's distraction at its best. We've got the press to minimise the stress of knowing more, not less. Reduction to impress. The headline was in red. Don't remember what it said, and I didn't read the rest. Turn the telly on instead. It's all in the brain now, the humanity show. Fast forward evolution till we don't know what we know. Information overdrive and life dressed up as facts. All this talk of freedom, we want some of it back. Is it a test to see what happens next? What's the length of time we take before we want to stay awake and scream? I'm not part of the machine. I'm not part of the machine.
Was Kicker, an amazing band out of Oakland with Pete DeRoti, Dave Ed of Neurosis, Mouse of Dystopia, and Dave Mello of Operation Ivy on drum. They had Toby of Submachine on drum before that, an amazing band. Before that was X-Bats, which is a daddy and a daughter duo, a father and a daughter making garage psychedelic punk, which is cool, called Expats. Before that, we had Catbite, one of the most amazing new bands, their ska band from Philadelphia. Before that, we had Clear Channel, which has members of Downtown Boys, very unique, weird post-punk band. They just put out their debut album after a tape, and we opened that section off with Culture Shock featuring Dick Lucas of Subhumans. They just put out a rarities album not too long ago, an EP before that, and a live album before that, and actually a reunion album before that as well. Awesome band. Let's keep this party rocking. Let's listen to some of my all-time favorite, one of my all-time favorite bands, one of the greatest modern bands out there today, Crazy and the Brains.
Oh,
And what you just heard was Ellen and the Degenerates. They just broke up. Well, they broke up last year, which was unfortunate. Amazing band. Before that was the Coat Hangers. They've been around about 10 or 15 years now. Awesome trio from Atlanta, Georgia. One of them is now out in L.A., and that's Julia, and she's got a solo project coming out called Soft Palms, which I'm very excited about. Before that was Dark Thoughts, Philadelphia garage punk band, kind of like the Spits. They just put out a limited release cassette about 3 or 4 months ago with some tunes that's going to be on their second album. That's not out yet. Their first album is out, and it's just friggin' great. Before that, we had Dark Thoughts, another Philadelphia mainstay, Ramones core band. But a sad Ramones core band, if you will, with some pretty dark lyrics. So Dark Thoughts, they put out their third album on January 1, 2020, earlier this year. And I was at the record release party at Cousin Danny's, a pretty well-known punk spot in Philadelphia. And they are just on top of the game right now. We opened up with Crazy in the Brains, who just put out a 7-inch called Where the Juice Drips. And it's some of their best work to date. And they are just... they're just freaking awesome. Crazy in the Brains are just freaking awesome. Let's keep this party rocking. This is a band from Brooklyn, I believe, called Lotion, which is just blowing my mind. They just put out a 7-inch on Sub Pop and a bunch of other stuff, too. So let's rock a track from Lotion.
I everything else. Balls have zero to me.
happen. We'll drag you down and make you one less friend. Fix it, step by step.
That was Zorn off their Castle of Death EP, Philadelphia Death Rock, Punk Rock, Death Rock, Punk Rock band, if you will. Awesome. Before that was Vixen 77, another Philly band, five young ladies that just do straight up punk rock, 77 style punk rock. Before that, VCR, sadly, a broken up Canadian band that was just the most savage thing. They've got a couple of tapes and one album called R.I.P. Sports Boy, which everyone should get. You can pick up for like $4 in the used bin or something like that. Before that, Screaming Females off their masterpiece album All at Once. The track was Glass Houses. Screaming Females, just one of the greatest bands of all time, people, of all time. Before that, we had ODCPP, which is the newish punk band featuring Cassie Ramone of the Vivian Girls. And before that, we had VCR. Let's do one more final set. I think we're going to play some World Inferno Friendship Society. We're going to play some Rats in the Wall featuring Brad Logan of Leftover Crack and F Minus. We're going to play some Integrity, long running but awesome band with new stuff coming out all the time. And we're going to play, I don't know, some kind of a surprise. We'll find out. And listen, people, episode 500 next week. Be there. It's going to be a party. Until then, this is Features Editor John Gentile. You can reach me at podcast@punknews.org and johng@punknews.org. And listen, be here next week for episode 500. We'll see you then. Let's rock.
perspective. A moment of confusion, there's no need for us to fight. We can find our own solution, just a difference of perspective. A moment of confusion, there's no need for us to fight. We can find our own solution, just a difference of perspective. Perspective, a moment of confusion. There's no need for us to fight. We can find our own solution. Just a difference of perspective. A moment of confusion. There's no need.